Blog Talk Radio.
Shine on me, shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me, shine on me, glory, shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me, shine on me, glory, shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come on to me and rest. Lie down thy weary one. Lie down thy my breath, shine on me, glory, shine on me. I wonder if the lighthouse will shine on me. Hallelujah. Scripture reading. Will be coming from Isaiah chapter 6. In the year the king Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphim, each one had six wings, and twain he did cover his face, with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, lo, this hath touched thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sins purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and whom will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. I have just read you from Isaiah chapter 6, from the first verse down through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Let us pray. Father, we come this evening, Lord, humbly before your throne of grace today, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, Lord, if we've offended anyone in any kind of way, Father, we ask your forgiveness right now. We ask you right now, Lord, to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there's anything in there, Lord, that should not be, Father, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you today, Lord, to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, we come today, Lord, just humbly before your throne of grace on today, Lord, just thanking you and praising you, Lord, for everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come today, Father, to lift up your name on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come today, Father, to sanctify your name on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come today, Lord, to exalt your name on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We come today, Father, in the name of Jesus, to adore your name and to adore you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We come today, Lord, to hallow your name today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to set your name aside, set it apart, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just exalt your holy name on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come, Lord, humbly, Lord, before your throne of grace, in the mighty name of Jesus. First of all, Lord, we come asking you, Father, to bind up the strong man on today, Lord. Bind him up, Lord, the strong man that's in our lives, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Bind him up, every negative thing, Lord, every wicked thing, every evil thing, every demonic thing, Lord. We ask you to bind him right now, in the name of Jesus. Anything that try to attack us, Lord, bind it right now. In the name of Jesus. Anything that's trying to come against the radio broadcast or anyone on this broadcast, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father, to bind that thing now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we just give you praise and glory, Lord, today. We magnify your holy name. We just thank you now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you this evening to cover our minds today and our thoughts today, Lord, in the shed blood of Jesus. Open up our understanding, Lord, anoint our heads with oil, so that our cups will run over today. In the name of Jesus, now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, Lord, put your word down in our heart. Put that understanding down in our heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you for it. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for the teacher today. In the name of Jesus, that I may bow up and get back so that the Holy Ghost can teach your people on today. I have no power or authority of myself apart from Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I'm thanking you today for allowing me to get back and decrease, and that the Holy Ghost may increase, Father, and teach your people tonight. Lord, I'm so grateful I'm so grateful today, Lord, and I'm so thankful. In the name of Jesus, I'm so grateful, Lord, and I'm so thankful today. In the name of Jesus, that I could pray for your people. In the name of Jesus, that I could study it with your people. In the name, so I can learn with your people. In the name of Jesus, I'm so grateful. I don't take it for granted on today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. I praise your holy name. I thank you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I deliver. In the name of Jesus, I bless your name, Lord. I bless you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, give your name praise and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. I give you praise today. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what I would do, Lord, without you, Father. I just can't make it without you, Lord. I need you. I need more of your power, Lord. I need more of you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for strength right now, Lord. Thank you for strength right now, Lord. Thank you for strength, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord, I thank you today for giving me strength. In the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you for giving me strength, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Glory to your name. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Glory to God. You say before we ask, you would already have answered us, Lord. I thank you for today. Thank you for every answer prayer. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. Each one of us needs you now, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. We need you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bow down before the throne today, Lord. We need you now, Lord. We need you now, Lord. We need you, Lord. Calling and crying out for our Lord. We need you today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. We need you today, Lord. I'm crying out for our Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, I am, Lord. Oh, yes, I am, Lord. They need you right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm one needs you for one thing, and the other one needs you for something else, Lord. But you are all things for all men, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you today. I'm just crying out for the people of God. I'm crying out today for the people of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that are sleeping up on the bridges, those that are sleeping in the cardboard boxes, in the park and in the alleys, Lord. I'm crying out today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Huh? Glory to God. Huh? Pour your mercy down, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Pour it down, Lord. Hallelujah. Pour your mercy down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said you would have mercy. That our mercy is new every morning, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you today, Father. I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. And I ask all these things. In Jesus' name, yes. Thank you, Lord, and for your glory. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Father. We give you praise. He said, do not limit him. Don't put no limit on God. God does not have a limit. Don't put a limit on him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Trust and obey me. In the name of Jesus. Just trust me. Just trust me. Huh? Lord of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Hando Kobaraba. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I am your lifeline. I am your lifeline. Huh? Glory. Thank you, Jesus. I am your lifeline. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Glory. I'm your provider. Your source. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And I'm letting nobody sabotage that I'm already started. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you now, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
He says, listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Listen to what I'm saying to you. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice. Hallelujah. The creator and maker of everything. Listen to my voice. I make all things new. I have not abandoned you. I have not abandoned you. I have not abandoned you. I am here, says the Lord. My ways are not like your ways, and my thoughts are not like your thoughts. I am here. I'm not present. Omniscient that I am. I am here.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Give God praise. We give God glory for the word.
Thank you.
We pray, amen. Amen.
Amen.
I just give God praise and glory on today. I started rather in a different way, and God, the Holy Spirit just took over, and it's his business. But I just want to encourage you today that God is yet still on the throne on today. And he is present in our spirit. He's with us. He's with us. And he was just saying, speak, speak. I could hear him saying, speak, speak the word, speak. And as he said it to me, I just, what he said, because God is who he is. And I thank and praise him on today. We're going to talk a little bit more about legal rights. And strongholds. I got some stuff on some strongholds too that we should even know about, because a lot of times when we start praying, that's why you always hear me say, bind up the strong man. Because otherwise, if you don't say that, if you don't pray that from beginning, you won't be able to say, you know, bind the demons and all this, because you haven't first, you have to first of all bind the strong man. Ask God to bind the strong man up, or you bind him up in the name of Jesus.
And I feel like if I ask the Father to bind up the strong man, he can't come against the Father. He could probably come against me, but he cannot come against Jesus, the Father. So, strongholds means exactly what the word implies. Strongholds. Like, there are areas of land which have a stronghold, a fortified structure, which is able to resist the enemy's forces. It's a spiritual stronghold. Any army invading enemy territory needs to take down the stronghold before it does anything else. That's why I say you have to bind up the strong man, because it's like that strong. I mean, if you don't bind him up, then because he's covering all that other stuff. But if you bind up the strong man, that other stuff you can get to and bind it up. So we have to always remember when we're in our prayer, especially if you're praying a deliverance prayer, to bind up the strong man first. When we were lost in sin under the enemy's control, our lives were subject to strongholds. These strongholds were constructed for a purpose. They were designed to keep us lost. That's what they all designed for. Satan and his war is in the business of constructing strongholds, mm-hmm. which feed our fallen nature. His desire is to keep us blind from the gospel of Christ, so we perish in a lost condition. You know, that's what Satan does. He's a deceiver. Mm-hmm. He's a liar.
Yeah.
Every false thing that you can think of, that's mm-hmm. Satan. That's mm-hmm. the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose mind the gods of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. A stronghold. Okay, let me just say some more of this. When we come to Christ, the army of the Lord invades our lives. The battle for territory has begun. Satan is not willing to give ground to his enemy, the Lord of hosts. He does not want us to live successful spiritual lives. Therefore, his goal is to keep as many strongholds standing in our lives as he can, allowing him to wage war on our souls. Satan's goal is to prevent the power of God from being established in the believer's life. He does this through strongholds. If Satan can establish areas of operation in our lives, he then will have the ability to attack at will. He can then keep us from being offensive against his kingdom. For this reason, it is imperative for us to have these satanic strongholds pulled down. If we don't remove the strongholds, we invite failure and defeat in our spiritual walk, because we are giving Satan a base from which to wage war. The only way we can assault spiritual strongholds is through the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives. Without the the heavenly power in our lives, we are at Satan's mercy. The Holy Spirit, through Paul, show us how to wage war. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not walk according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments, in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5. So we have to, the key to everything that we must do is to pray. The key to everything is to pray. We got to pray. If we don't, we've all, the battle is halfway lost right there. We got to pray. Prayer is the key. And you can tear down strongholds and break yokes by praying. By praying. You have to pray. You have to have a prayer life, a relationship with the Father. You have to have a prayer life. You have to let Him talk to you and the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you. Because it ain't no joke. Every one of us have been experiencing heavy stuff, because I'm telling you, it's a warfare going on. It's a warfare going on. Besides the stuff that you have to go through for the calling on your ministry, on your life, but then you got so many other attacks coming from the enemy. And we have to pray. We have to stay in prayer. We should know, just being a soldier in God's army, the view and the vision of the things that's set before us. We have to know that. We have to know that strongholds is there to keep you down and to keep you bound. That's what it's there for. As the Lord's army, we waste our time with waging war using weapons of flesh, because that is not where the battle is. Paul wants us to understand the nature of the war in the spiritual realm. He wants us to understand, and we need to understand. Many times we can waste our energy focusing on the wrong solution to a problem. We might think secular counselor or therapy can solve our problem when the issue is spiritual. When the issue, most of the time, it is spiritual. To understand this war, let's take a marriage couple for an example. They're having tremendous conflict within the marriage. And then the man gets his anger is out of control. And she is disgusted by his rage. I'm not using no names. She thinks her husband is having a self-esteem problem. He is taking it out on her, and she's thinking about divorce. She can't handle these outbursts. Life is no longer fun. He after work has so much stress, he needs to stop at the bar, have a few drinks, and watch some sports to unwind. He hates going home because he feels so put down. He does not get respect. Their kids are having nightmares. Mommy and daddy are always fighting. Everything seems like it's falling apart. But she has a friend that's a Christian who asks if she would like to go to church, and that's all it takes is prayer. Satan, he's been waged a war against marriages, but it has accelerated against marriages. Holy marriage, holy matrimony. He waged war against them, especially when they're in church. Especially if you married, you have a husband, Satan is whispering in your ear, because I'm telling you, I was just telling y'all the other night, I was on my way to work, and Satan was saying, your husband got his ring, but he only wear it when he with you. And I'm thinking about this now. I'm listening, just thinking. I said, he must don't want the ring to show on his finger. I'm saying this to myself. He said, no, he don't want any. Every time he wear it and come home, he put it back in the box. And I'm just taking all this in. I got halfway to work. I said, you know what, devil? You allow, I don't care if he ain't never wearing the ring, he married. I said, so I don't want to hear that mess. I bind you in the name of Jesus. You have to talk back to him. Because he studied messing with your mind. Messing with your mind. If I would have listened to him, I'd have called him, where your ring at? Why you ain't got it on? It's a spiritual warfare that we're dealing with. It's spiritual. Stronghold. Along with the word of God, the sword of the spirit, we have prayer, Ephesians 6 and 18. The word of God, along with the power of prayer, create the most heavy weapon in the universe. Think about it. God makes the heavens and the earth through the word alone. Now, because of Christ's work on the cross, we now have access to God's throne in heaven. We have the power and authority to access the throne of God in heaven. So when we call on the name of the Lord, we can go on boldly before his throne of grace and just call on the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. For all these things that's happening, and we not understand what's going on. And even if we do understand what's going on, how long, Lord, do we have to go through this? How long, in the name of Jesus, how long, Lord, am I going to have to go through this? How long? And I know we got these are tests and trials and situations we going through, a lot of them for the calling on our ministry, on us and in our ministries. When I tell you, it's a hard thing, but it's right. It's hard. If God take us to it, he going to bring us through it. It's for developing us spiritually, making us stronger spiritually and mentally. We have to wait on God, too. We have to wait on him. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in a all point tempted as we are, yet without sin. That's 15. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. The Lord works according to his word by understanding and applying God's word. We have access to the same power which created the universe. The power of the prayer as a weapon has no limit. I just told you, don't put no limits on God. We can't put them limits on God.
God does not have a limit. He does not have a limit. Remember, Daniel, he was praying about his people who were in captivity in the Babylonian and then Persian kingdom. The prince of Persia was moved out of the way because of Daniel's prayers. God moved him. The level of a personal faith determines the size of the stronghold they are willing to wage war with. See, we have some strongholds. But if we have faith, it ain't no problem. We can pull and tear down all kind of strongholds in prayer. Prayer is so important. When I tell you prayer is important, I'm telling you, I don't know how a person can get by without prayer. And believe me, don't get me wrong, I'm human just like everybody else. It's been some times I have not prayed. Believe me, I'm just being honest and naked before you. Hallelujah. And because I can't hide nothing from God. He knows my heart and my mind, everything he knows about me. So it's been some times I have not felt like praying, just burnt out. But God said, no, you pray. You go, if you don't do nothing but whisper a prayer, go sit in the prayer room, do something, say something. Don't you let the enemy trick you, because he will trick you. You tired. You don't need to get up. It's 4 o'clock. You this and that. Just all kind of excuses. God used to wink at man's ignorance. He's not winking anymore. He's not accepting excuses anymore. All these demons and all these spirits and stuff people sending to you and you picking up around people and stuff like that, that's why we have to pray. That's why we have to cover in prayer. That's why we got to be covered in the blood all the time. That's why we have to repent all the time, because there's something always messing with you all the time. You have to show up, call on God for yourself and for everybody that you know. Hallelujah. Even the ones that you don't know. You got to stay in prayer. Ain't no other way. You got to fast and pray. Fast and pray. Those are the keys right there. Study, fast, and pray all the time. You don't have extra time to do other stuff. Every time I think about something, I'm picking up a Bible, a paper, a book, an internet, something dealing with prayer. All I'm praying is something. And that's the way I live my life. Because I ask God to allow me to live a holy life. Not that I can't go to the store and go to Aldi's and go to the dollar store. I can do all that still. But when I come back and get in myself and sit down, I'm going right before God. I'm going right and get me a book. I'm going right to chapter so-and-so, so-and-so. Because I don't know anything else. I don't have time for the television. If it's on, it's just on, and it's cut down. Because we have too much to do, so much work to do for the Lord. And when I'm at work, I don't even have a television. But we cannot let the enemy fool us. We cannot let the enemy keep tormenting us. We can't keep letting him do that. He has no power or authority. Only what we allow him. God, Jesus gave us the power and authority. We got to stop. We are big girls now. We got to wear our big girl panties now. We got to know how to do. We got to know what to do and when to do it. Because God's going to open a door
Somebody got some paper in the phone. Somebody got paper in the phone in my ear. Everybody can get on mute if they want to. I just don't want to hear the paper rattling in my ear. We have a lot to do, I tell you that. How we wage war. Most carnal but mighty, not carnal but mighty in God. Carnal means fleshly. The weapons we use access heavenly power, the power of God. The spiritual realm operates all around us. The natural world does not comprehend the spiritual, because a carnal mind cannot understand spiritual things. Therefore, the natural tends to ridicule the spiritual. The Holy Spirit wants us to know just what type of power we have as contrast to the carnal. The word actually used here is in the Greek, able, powerful, and strong. The word has the same root word to our word as dynamite. Our weapons, in other words, is spiritual dynamite. That's why I said we have power. If we call on the name of Jesus, He give us power. He give us power to tread over serpents and scorpions, pulling down strongholds. With this spiritual dynamite, we have the ability to literally pull down strongholds. Paul means by strongholds. Paul defines this term, which pits itself up against the knowledge of God. There are many levels of strongholds, small scales and large scales. We have individual strongholds such as alcoholism, racism, pride that we face on a personal level. There are also worldwide strongholds. That's power on a large scale group such as Islam, atheism, materialism, pornography, all that kind of stuff. Stronghold. Mm-hmm. The term stronghold means in an area where an entrenches power, control over an individual, a group, a generation, a territory in opposite to the knowledge of God. Now, when you have groups of people that's in opposition to the knowledge of God, we, the army of the Lord on earth, use our weapons to pull down or destroy these strongholds. We have to pray. The Greek word for stronghold is and means castle, stronghold, fortress, fatness. We are to destroy these structures using our spiritual weapons. We have to. We have to overcome. Who is this rattling paper on the line, on the radio? Can you please mute your phone? Please. If you rattling any kind, and it might be the Bible pages, but it's disturbing me. For this reason, not every believer fights the same battle. Some are called to distant lands to control strongholds. Missionaries who bring the gospel to areas of darkness are doing exactly that. They are confronting spiritual strongholds on enemy territory. God calls others to missions in the neighborhood, bringing the light of the gospel to their door neighbors. Whenever we find ourselves, we are on God's mission until we are called elsewhere. See, I know it's all kind of things like that we're coming up against. I know some people used to go down to the water and pray against the marine spirit. I mean, it's so many different kind of strongholds, like you said, atheism and all this kind of stuff that's in opposition to God and praying in schools and all kind of things. We have all kind of strongholds that we should be praying against and pulling down. Strongholds are just it would mess up a large quantity of people, not just an individual person, but we have to be praying for a group of people, a nation of people. Like the people that's gay, you can't hate them. You can't hate. You gotta still love them, but you hate what they do. But we have to break that stronghold that's over a man. Think they can marry a man, and a woman marry a woman. Stronghold. Bind the stronghold. Tear it down. Bind the strong man and pull that stronghold down. We got to pray like that. And people just think it's a natural way. It's so common now. Everywhere you go almost, you see somebody that's gay. Every restaurant you go in, you're looking at somebody that's looking crazy. Is that a man or is that a woman? You don't even know anymore. God will not let the enemy win. The battle's already won. He will not let the enemy win. He will not. So we have to know, and I didn't get on to even talk about strongholds. I came on to talk about soul ties, but we'll get to soul ties. But evidently, God had for me to talk about strongholds on tonight. We need to pull down a lot of strongholds. We need to start studying that stuff so we'll know exactly what it is and what it means. The people perish for the lack of knowledge. The people perish because they don't know nothing, because they won't study to show themselves approved. We have to. I told you yesterday, God said he is expecting much more out of us. You see, it's this time and season that we're in now. If you were watching CNN and different things, you could see what's going on in the world today. We all are prophetic intercessors. We all should be praying for our nation and nations abroad. But it's so much going on. There's so many things going on until it just looks like it's not going to happen, but it's going to happen. Russia, Korea, just ISIS, just one thing after another, one thing. And we're not supposed to worry about that kind of stuff because we're supposed to be praying. We're supposed to be praying. We're supposed to be studying. Some things only come by fasting and praying, turning that plate down. We got to do this. If God don't expect for no other radio broadcast, no other ministry to do it, I know he expects for the end time men and women war to do it. I know he does. He's looking at every one of us. He has his remnant of people in small places. He have them stashed back that when it's time for us to go out in prayer. Well, who is this? Who is? I'm finna mute all these lines because I'm tired of hearing this noise. I am very tired of hearing it. From the top to the bottom, finna get muted. Because I'm tired of hearing it. Well, how do you do this? Yeah. I won't hear that. Hear no more noise. Amen. So, you know, it's just like we got to do what nobody else does. God is expecting us to do this. He is expecting us to do it. And I don't really care because I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to do that. Anything he asks us to do, we ought to be ready to run and do it. Because he wakes us up every morning. Because he covers us. And believe me, we need to be teaching people today, ourselves. We need to be teaching people how to pull strongholds down. Don't let this overtake you. This is what you need to do. When they start talking about legal rights, you ought to be, when they say what's wrong with them, you ought to already know what's wrong with them. You ought to already know. Let them know what they're supposed to do, because if you don't, God's going to hold you responsible. Because you know what to do. We got to get it done, people. We got to get it done. We have to get it done. We have to know when somebody have a soul tie.
That's right.
We have to know that. We have to know because they may not know they have one. But God said, well, you know, you help them, you tell them, you teach them, you show them what to do. We have to overcome strongholds. We have to overcome. We have to pull down strongholds. We have to bind the enemy up. Even I'm telling you, he stand by and he wait for stuff in times and seasons and situations so he can show up and show out. But if you come right back with him, with the word of God, pull that stronghold down. Bind the strong man up. He can't do nothing. He cannot do anything. But we got to know what we're doing when we do it. We can't get up in front of, standing up there in front of somebody, telling them they got a stronghold or they got a soul tie, and you don't know the authority God has given you. Demons don't play. When you command one to shut up or speak, you better have some authority behind you and power. Or you better keep your mouth closed. Because he'll tear you up. You got to have it. You got to have faith, and you got to stand on the word of God. You got to know that God is backing you in with the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. See, with them two, I don't worry about nothing. Because I know I can use them. That's the only two things that defeat the enemy. It's the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. But you got to bind that strong man. I'm telling you this for a reason. Because we're always getting tormented. We're always getting chased by the enemy. I'm so tired of that. We got to know what we got to do. We got to stand on the word of God. We got to use the blood of Jesus. Use the name of Jesus. Don't let him back us in no corner. We back him in the corner. Make him tuck his tail and run. We can do greater works. That's what Jesus said. Greater works. We got to have that faith to do greater works. We have to have great faith to do greater works. You have to know for yourself in confidence in God that you, he's given you power to do these things, to call these demons out. Send them back to the pits of hell. Cast them out.
I'm on a prayer line with Apostle Dean.
I'm telling you today. Each one of you today that we have to do what God has called us to do, because we're all are prophetic intercessors. We all are. We might be apostles, we might be prophets, but we have that intercessor gift, prophetic intercessor. Because when God sends you here, you are prophet in above. So then I know if you're an intercessor, you're a prophetic intercessor. These are things that we're going to have to get in our heart, in our spirit. We're going to have to know that when we stand up, when we walk in a room, those demons are going to leave. When you step in, they're going to step out. See, pray to something happen. Push. Pray to something happen. Stay on your faith to something happen. Fast to something happen. We have to do it. Amen. Do we have any questions on today? On tonight? From anyone. God has given me where he's finna take this ministry even to a higher level, a higher realm in him. Time out for other stuff. Time's out now. You might see my whole character change, because I'm not who I was yesterday.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say this again.
Thank you.
I'm not who I was yesterday. So it's gonna get a little harder, and you might say, she rough. I'm not rough. God is, because he's preparing us for the things that we got to go through, the battle that we got to fight. Things that he's called us to do. We can't stand around and let the demon whoop us. We got to have faith and power behind the faith. Faith without works is dead. I've been teaching and teaching the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. Ain't nowhere in the world that we should be letting a demon do anything. We got to come against him just like he's coming against us. But we got the power. We got the name of Jesus, and we got the blood of Jesus. And he can't win. He cannot, because the battle is already won.
Amen, amen. We're going to get ready to close out. I'm calling a fast. I'm calling a fast for us. You can pray and ask God what kind of fast, because I'm going to tell you something. We're going to be called on to do some deliverance stuff. And when you're in a crowd of demons, you ain't going to be able to stand there and look and scared, because he's going to jump right on you if you don't know what you're doing. So believe me, we're getting ready for this retreat. After this retreat, doors gonna open for us, each one of us. The opportunity, and you have to know, and God gonna open some opportunities for you to see and know what it is. And that's why he having me to talk and teach on strongholds and soul ties and all this other stuff, so that we'll know. Legal rights and things. Amen. We're going to get ready to close out, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover each one of them in the name of Jesus and us. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you for your elevation. I thank you for your love. I thank you for each one of them, Lord. Bless them and their families right now in the name of Jesus. Keep them covered right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for more prayer for them, Lord. I'm thanking you for more fasting for them, Lord. I thank you for more faith for them in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for each one of them. I thank you for the calling that you have on their life, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today for what they're going through, Lord. I thank you right now that you're fine-tuning them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, Lord, that you're taking them through the fire, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you today, Lord, that you're getting them ready for battle, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for putting their armor on, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory on tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Teach them, Lord. Teach them, Lord. Teach them, Lord. Teach them, Lord. Teach them. Ha! Glory to God. Teach them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. I give you praise. Father, all these things I ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen and thank God. And on
Amen.
Thursday night, we'll have our praise prayer and prophecy hour. Hallelujah. And I want everybody to stay prayerful and pray about the fast. Pray about the fast. Amen. You all have a blessed night. I love you, and God loves you too. Have a good night.
Amen. Good night. Blessings.
Amen. Good night.